Hello, this is Ethan Harris, and I'm here with my sister, Maria Harris, and we are recording in Oak Brook, Illinois, to talk about Maria's relationship with The Handmaid's Tale and questions I had about the book. So, Maria, Handmaid's Tale dealt with a lot, from the destruction of the U.S. government as we know it, to a view of women that many people in the modern world would find unacceptable. With that being said, I had a couple of questions that you can hopefully help me answer. When I was reading and I encountered the cause of Gilead, I couldn't help but think that I would have immediately run from the collapse of the U.S. government. I'm having trouble thinking of why people didn't just get up and move once they heard of a possible collapse. Why do you think people like Luke and Offred didn't run?
Well, if I remember correctly, Luke and Offred did try to run, but unfortunately their attempt was a little bit too late. By the time they tried to escape, the new government was already gaining a lot of traction, and there was increased security around the border, which pretty much made it almost impossible for anyone to leave. I think the reason that they didn't try to leave sooner was because they had built a life together in America, as a family with their young daughter, and it's really difficult and scary to uproot your life in pretty much any circumstance, especially when the unthinkable seems to be happening around you. Initially, they probably thought that there was a good chance that everything would return to normal, or that some other country would get involved to put a stop to the oppressive regime, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Well, since they ended up staying for the rise of Gilead, Offred had to go through a lot, and in her new life, she was threatened with many different punishments, the most interesting of which was the colonies. Do you think the colonies were truly a terrible place to live? Or do you think that the government just used that area as a place to hold unworthy people?
I think it's pretty likely that the colonies really are a terrible place to live, because if anyone escaped from the colonies and any woman in Gilead learned that it really wasn't an awful place, then the government could no longer use it as a scare tactic. That being said, it's hard to say for sure how terrible the colonies really are, because the book doesn't go into too much detail about them. The colonies could, in reality, just be a holding place where infertile and disobedient women go to be monitored 24/7 by the government, or it really could be an inescapable wasteland that the government has no need to give its attention to. I think, like the characters in the book, Atwell also leaves the reader in the dark, and that I think that makes sense.
So could the colonies actually be a better place to live because of lax restrictions on freedom? Or could the colonies also just be a lie meant to scare the people of Gilead?
In Gilead, the colonies are used as the ultimate threat to scare women. And I think that includes the handmaids, the aunts, and the commander's wives, just to name a few of the roles. And it scares them into being obedient to the government. So Gilead is painted as the lesser of two evils when compared to the colonies. And this makes the women scared to unify and revolt. The colonies could be a better place to live in the sense that women would likely have the freedom to speak their minds and be themselves. But if it's true that the colonies are really a toxic wasteland where women are pretty much just sent to go to die, then it's hard to say if that's really a better life.
This punishment seems just so brutal. Do you think a reality where torture is placed to incentivize people and women are treated like objects could occur in the future?
Well, I think anything is possible, but I'm pretty optimistic that this kind of dystopia isn't in America's near future, especially given the recent events over the past few years. I think with the Me Too movement that took off over the past year, it seems like women are really unifying more than ever to end these unjust power dynamics. And this movement has really taken a hold of the country. Women who are coming forward with stories of sexual assault are finally being heard, and they're taking on their perpetrators in a very real way. I think this is a really positive direction for America, and fortunately it's in the exact opposite direction of Gilead. I think if birth rates were really drastically decreasing, like they were in Gilead, then I would hope that our government would figure out a better system than forcing fertile women into being raped.
But can we really say how our government would react in chaos, and does that scare you at all?
Well, it is scary that, in reality, nothing is guaranteed, and our government could respond very badly in certain chaotic situations. I guess it's always possible that an oppressive regime could take over, and a dystopian society like Gilead could become our new reality. Generally speaking, I think that Americans feel pretty secure in the Constitution and our system of government, and in most chaotic situations, I would hope that our government would act in a way to protect the Constitution and our rights, and I think it's pretty much set up to do that. But there is the chance that a group of people could overthrow our entire system, and that really is a scary thought.
Thank you so much for the input. These final questions are geared more towards how the women are treated in this story. And in your opinion, does this story bring to light how some women feel they are perceived, or is this just a fictitious story?
I don't think it's just about how women feel that they are perceived, and I definitely think the messages in this story are very real and they're very valid. In America's history and in other nations currently, women have been and continue to be oppressed, unfortunately. I think women earned the right to vote in America only about 100 years ago, and this was after a really long struggle for suffrage. And even currently, in other nations, women are still viewed as second citizens. I think it was in Saudi Arabia, where that nation just issued a driver's license to a woman for the first time ever, and that was in June in 2018. And that's really just a crazy thought. So clearly there's still a long way to go for women's rights around the world, and this book gives a glimpse into the feelings of oppression that many women still do face.
Have you personally encountered or heard of any situations where you felt oppressed somewhere near the extent of Offred was?
I've never felt oppressed to the same extent as Offred, for sure. I feel like I've been lucky enough to be taught and raised to be independent, and, like, unfortunately, there are occasionally times when a guy will make some kind of sexist comment, but usually I'll just call him out on it, and I hope that makes it a little bit less likely that they'll make a comment like that in the future. I'd say that there are situations, though, where I know that a man will be treated differently than I am. I think women are generally taught to be pretty wary of their surroundings, especially when they're walking alone at night, or if they're drinking at a frat or a bar. When they're walking alone on the street at night, for example, they're told to avoid eye contact with anyone else there, or they're told to have pepper spray or to have a key out, but maybe it should be hidden in their hand so no one can really see it, but if someone tries to attack them, then they have it just in case. Or at a bar or at a frat, they're told to always pour their own drinks, they're never supposed to put it down, they're always supposed to have their eye on it. And I really don't think that guys have to worry about any of these things to the same extent.
Wow, I think it's a really scary place for us to live in, where young women are forced to learn how to protect themselves from men. And I think as a society, we should be better than that. Before I ask this final question, I just want to thank you for recommending this book to me. It's opened my eyes up to the plight that women face in today's world, and I think it will remind me that many women truly do not feel they're treated as equals, as clearly, in some cases, they aren't. But continuing on to my final question, why do you believe this book was necessary for me to read?
I really enjoyed this book because I thought it portrayed women's issues in a pretty unique and interesting way, especially by depicting it in a dystopian government, which usually these kinds of books are really interesting reads. So America has made great strides in women's rights over the past century, and especially in the past few years, we can see that through women's suffrage, we can see that through the Me Too movement. But this book shows how these rights can disappear in an instant if the wrong people do come into power. I think, even beyond women, this book portrays a greater message about the oppression of any kind of group, whether that's a racial minority or the minority that women are. But by focusing on the story of Offred, it shows how incredibly problematic it is when a government believes that the ends justify the means, just like it does in Gilead. Oh wait, just to correct myself a little bit, I think I said a couple seconds ago that women are a minority. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's false, because women and men, it's 50-50. I think the problem really is when certain oppressive groups unify with each other and they think that they can use this unification to force their power and oppression onto other groups. That's where the problem really lies, and we can definitely see that in Gilead and in other cases in the modern world.
Well, I think you cleared up my most pressing questions and helped me better grasp how Handmaid's Tale relates to the real world. So thank you so much for having this interview with me.
Thank you for the chance to review this really great story.